Wisdom cannot be learned or taught. There is not a rigid knowledge. Wisdom need to be awakened to or realized because it's an overall understanding. Dhamma is about realization and it can only be understood by the wise each for themselves. No one else can understand it for us. At different level, wisdom is realized differently. If you can understand the deep meaning behind the Surangama saying, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. This is the most beautiful. Then you would have some form of wisdom born of understanding the mind. For everything is conditioned arising, dependent originating, and mind make ade. So not so real. It is only the mundane mind creating the phenomenal world through its own mental perception and consciousness. Like the following Zen proverb or sayings. So 1.2 are the three levels of seeing. Kan san si san. This is the first level of seeing, mundane seeing. Then the center one is Kan san, Bu si san. This is the direct seeing. So mundane seeing is when you see the mountain, the mundane people will say, yeah, there is a mountain. But when the enlightened one, through the direct seeing, when they see that thing, there is no word, no concept. So he said, where got mountain? No mountain. Mountain is not mountain. Or mountains are not mountain. So Kan san, Bu si san. Then the third level of seeing, mountain are mountain again, because you are able to see things as they are. Means the reality is such, if a non-enlightened being see, it will be mundane seeing. If the enlightened being see, it will be direct seeing. That's why seeing things as they are. So the third phase of seeing, no more argument, no right, no wrong. Thing is just the way it is, suchness seeing. Yeah. So first you see mountain as mountain. This is conventional or mundane seeing. Then you see mountain as not mountain. This is seeing with the above Surangama saying or understanding. Because when you perceive that form, that is your consciousness perceiving. Whereas its non-perception is wisdom is direct seeing, where you don't perceive anything, you see things as they are. There is wisdom. That's why the mundane seeing is concept, knowledge, not the direct seeing. That one can never awaken. So that saying under the Surangama Sutta is so beautiful. Perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. And that sentence was so beautiful, so wonderful. When I first read it, I was full of joy. My nature really opened up with joy. And I tell myself, this is the real Dhamma. How many people can understand that? Very rare. Only the enlightened being. And finally, you see mountains still as mountain again. This is suchness seeing. This is seeing things as they are, suchness seeing, with understanding that everything is suchness or what is. So you are able to accept things as they are, hence able to accommodate both the conventional and ultimate reality to live life with wisdom and understanding. Means you can accord and flow, no more problem, no need to end up with right and wrong, all these things. So this aspect is the most beautiful. Okay.